Paul Curry, before we jump down to Brennan McArdle in Ballsbridge, how are things going for St. Pat's in Azerbaijan?
Things are going very well, Ruby, in Baku for St. Pat's. They started the game quite well. Limited Sabah Baku to very few chances. Joseph Anang in the goal for St. Pat's had one or two hairy moments where he nearly spilled a ball that nearly landed centre forward's feet. But other than that, had very little to do and very little to defend. And really, the game changed on 27 minutes. There was an underhit ball from Sabah Baku to the centre half, and Romel Palmer of St. Pat's nicked in front of the centre half, past the centre half, and was gone through on goal when he was taken down. So that has meant that Sabah Baku are playing the game with 10 men. And just as I speak, Ruby, I get a notification through on my phone. The stream I'm watching is slightly delayed to say that Sabah Pats have scored.
Up it is. So 2-0 up aggregate.
This is looking really good. I mean, that goal, it's actually Zach Elbazedi, who they brought in recently from Sweden, has scored. It's a header at the front post, and that puts them in dreamland, Ruby. I mean, we know the financial rewards of going through in European games, but the chance now of potentially getting through to the final round, which would then put them into the group stage if they were to get through, is just a monumental achievement for St. Pat's and Stephen Kenny, but also a huge, huge opportunity going forward.
A good night in football for Stephen Kenny. He's first in a while.
Yeah, it is, and he probably needed this because the league form was patchy, particularly in the run up to the summer break. The European competitions came around, they got a bye through the first round of Europe, and then they played Vaduz, where they were pretty good, particularly at home, over the two legs. And then last week, I know Sabah Baku went down to 10 men as well in the first leg of this tie, but they were really impressive. I think the worry for a lot of Pats fans was that they didn't take advantage on the night and should have been 2 or 3 up heading into this leg tonight. But the sending offs in both games now have really been a deciding factor. But it looks really good, Ruby. I think before we went into this evening, you were looking at St. Pat's and Shamrock Rovers and thinking if we get one team through, that would be good. I would say St. Pat's 2-0 up, man advantage. They should be home and hosed from here.
They most certainly should. Even insider news today, the passing of Jim McLaughlin, 83 years of age, but a legendary figure within Irish soccer.
He certainly was. I mean, I was at Shamrock Rovers for 1 year towards the end of my career, and a lot of people were talking about kind of the success that they had under Jim McLaughlin. The team now have obviously gone and won 4 in a row, but a lot of the talk previously was about, you know, the FAI Cups and the leagues that were won in previous years, and he was certainly the name that came to the forefront of people's minds when they talk about kind of legendary figures within the club and leading the club through successful days. So very, very sad day for the club. I'm sure there'll be honouring his presence around Tala tonight for that game against Celje, and hopefully Shamrock Rovers can kind of put a positive result to mark what is a legendary status and legendary character around Tala.
May he rest in peace. A legend he most certainly was.
Game on.
Football.
Welcome back to Game On. It's 6:42, almost 6:43. So, Paul Carey, there can't be much left in that game between Sabah and St. Pat's. How's it going?
It's going very well. We're into the last 5 minutes, Ruby, here, and St. Pat's are in cruise control. It's as if kind of the energy is really being sucked out of Sabah Baku, considering they're down to 10 men. It's obviously extremely warm over there, 25 degrees. They had a little bit of a pop off St. Pat's probably in the first 5-10 minutes of the second half, but once they didn't get that goal, the steam has really come out of it, and St. Pat's have controlled the majority of this second half. So it's a huge result, Ruby. Really can't underestimate how important it is to get our sides through rounds within Europe. And I think when this draw was made, a lot of people were maybe looking at it and thinking, okay, it was going to be a difficult tie. They obviously beat Maccabi Haifa in the last round to go through. Sabah Baku and St. Pat's, you know, had a decent round themselves, but to get through this is huge. And I was just looking at the route from here. They either go to Turkey or Georgia. I'd say it's likely they'll go to Turkey to face Başakşehir, which will also be a very, very difficult round. But for Stephen Kenny, you mentioned earlier on in the show, like, momentum is very important for him and belief in the squad, and they'll take a huge amount from this two-legged affair against Sabah Baku. And I guess one player who's really stood out is Jake Mulroney. I thought he was excellent tonight, Ruby. He was really instrumental in the goal, the ball in for Elbazedi. He was super in the first leg as well. He'd be one of their top players. Came back from the MLS, and he's been, I guess, big games. You want big players to step up, and he absolutely did that.
That's good to hear. Rovers play Celje in Tala tonight. Kickoff, I think, is 8 o'clock. Probably a little bit early for team news, but Rovers have to overturn a 1-0 deficit. Paul, big ask for them.
Yeah, it's hard to know, Ruby. I say that purely on the basis that we don't know what Shamrock Rovers we're going to get. There's been some performances this year when you look at them and think, yeah, look back to their best or somewhat close to the form that they've shown to win all the league titles that they have done in recent years. And then you look at them on the weekend against Drogheda, they go 1-0 up early on and they concede a lot of chances. They end up conceding a goal and they drop 2 points. And if you perform like that in Europe, you're not going to get through rounds. But they certainly have the personnel and they certainly have the structure within the team to put a performance together. They've obviously got great experience of playing in Europe throughout that squad, and I think they've got a shot. I think a lot of it will depend on how they start. If they can get off to a good start and get on the front foot and, you know, hold possession of the ball and create a couple of chances, I think they'll find their way into the game and they'll cause Selje problems. Now, the pitch last week, I'm not sure if you saw it.
But someone did tell me it was going to be rather bumpy.
It was like something you'd see in the Phoenix Park after 3 or 4 games being played on it. It was so bumpy and it really didn't suit either side. And I think you'll probably see a different Selje for that matter. Like, I think the pitch out in Tallaght will probably suit them as much as it will suit Shamrock Rovers. So you'll probably see a far more open style and open game where there'll probably be a couple more chances than we saw last week. And I think, you know, we're speaking about Jake Mulroney for St. Pat's. I always think the wide players are so important in Europe, the transitions, the pace, the creativity in wide areas. You need Dara Burns and you need Neil Ferrugia, if they both play, to step up and try bring a bit of energy to the game. Jack Byrne has played in recent weeks, probably not at the levels yet that you expect from Jack. Graham Burke, they're the type of players who need to show up tonight. But I guess one thing that is so important, Ruby, is you've got to keep the back door shut. Shamrock Rovers conceded far too many sloppy goals in recent weeks, and if they do that tonight, like we saw with Shells conceding early in Europe a couple of weeks ago in Zurich, that can easily put the tie to bed. But this is a really good opportunity, Ruby. If they win tonight, they're guaranteed group stage football at a minimum in the Conference League, and the potential then to even go further and get group stage football in the Europa League. So massive night in Tallaght. I think earlier on I got an email through from their media team to say that there were 6,000 tickets sold already. I would expect that would be closer to the 8,000-9,000 mark come kickoff time. So you hope that they get behind the team. Obviously, the news we mentioned earlier about Jim McLaughlin, it'd be great if they could, you know, put a bit of a positive spin on what has been a very, very difficult day for the club.
Well, it is a nice evening, so hopefully some more people decide to venture out to Tallaght Stadium this evening. Good news this afternoon for Adam Ida, Paul, with Celtic. 5-year deal, probably what he was looking for.
5-year deal's not bad.
That's what it says, isn't it?
I wouldn't mind one of them myself.
No.
Do you know what? I was... The transfer fee associated, I think, was in and around the region of 9 million, which I thought was a lot of money for Adam Ida, but I guess that is the going rate for centre forwards in this day and age. And Brendan Rodgers obviously seen enough of Adam Ida during his loan spell last year to think that that's a player that he can shape and mould into being a top striker in the Scottish Premier League. I mean, so much of his game is really strong. He's got a great physique, he holds the ball up really well, he's quick, he can spin defenders in behind. The one element of his game that a lot of Irish fans will probably have question marks is just about how prolific he can be in front of goal. And you'll learn a lot more of that in this season and in the coming seasons about how far he can potentially go with his game. You think of Celtic and the majority of games that they play in that division, they own the ball, they create chances. It's about feeding the centre forward, and it looks like Adam Ida is going to be the main man for them. And I think it's a really good place for him to go and learn and hopefully progress his game. Brendan Rodgers has done fantastic work with players in the past. Hopefully he can do something similar with Adam, and it's a fantastic opportunity. There's talk of Daryl Shea potentially being linked up there. We obviously have Liam Scales, so good Irish contingent, brilliant opportunity and a great deal for the player.
A great deal for him is right. Obviously last night was the European Super Cup. I'm not sure what it really means to anybody, but Real Madrid did face Atalanta, and Kylian Mbappe got his Real career off to the best possible start.
He certainly did, and it was probably a worrying night, I would have said, for a lot of the teams who are hoping to go deep into the Champions League, because the first 45 minutes was really about, I guess, getting minutes into the legs. But I thought in the second half Real Madrid went through the gears and they looked so, so good. I mean, you only have to look at the strength and depth that they have on the bench and the players they brought on: Modric, Diaz, Guler, Ceballos, Lucas Vasquez. That's not even to mention the fact that Endrick didn't get off the bench, and they've just got so much quality throughout their team. And the proposition of Rodrigo, Bellingham, Vinicius Jr. and Mbappe going forward is scary. I thought Vinicius Jr. was the best player on the park last night. He's gone from strength to strength. He was brilliant for the first goal. His ability to go past players is incredible. Jude Bellingham was superb last night. He played probably a little deeper last night, Ruben. He probably will do this season, given the fact that Mbappe's come in. I think that suits his game. I think he's probably more of a number eight who can get involved in the build-up play and arrive late into the box. He was brilliant from Mbappe's goal. And just in general, I mean, they look so good. Another clean sheet. Back four looks brilliant. They've obviously lost Toni Kroos out of the middle of the pitch, which could be a bit of a loss. But what they've lost there, they've really added Mbappe. I mean, to score on his first game, his first appearance, would just relax him into that Real Madrid shirt. Probably wasn't brilliant, and probably take a couple of weeks to really strike up the relationships, particularly with Rodrigo and Vinicius. But when you're talking about the Champions League, I think anybody who beats Real Madrid, Ruby, will probably go on and win that competition.
I think they most certainly will. I thought one interesting move in the Premier League came from Ipswich in the signing of Calvin Phillips on a loan from Man City. If they can get him on the pitch regularly enough, he could be key in them staying up, Paul.
Potentially. I mean, it's been very, very difficult for Calvin Phillips, particularly over the last 2 years. You know, the move to Man City was, I'm sure, one that he would have dreamt of. And very early on, you could see that Pep Guardiola wasn't really going to involve him, or he couldn't mould him into the shape of the team, or maybe just the philosophy of how they play just wasn't registering with Calvin Phillips. And the loan move to West Ham didn't work out. At the tail end of last season, I'm sure there's probably an element now of Calvin Phillips trying to get into an environment where he can almost find himself and find his form again. And maybe Ipswich is that team. I mean, Ipswich aren't going to have a huge amount of possession, so he's probably going to have to spend a lot of his 90 minutes defending and shielding back four, which he's particularly good at. But it is about kind of just finding that right environment. I mean, McKenna has done brilliant work at Ipswich, and maybe he can kind of revitalise him. He has the security of a, I'm sure, very, very well-paid contract in a number of years, so he always has that behind him. But yeah, if they could get him going, if they could get him ticking again, Sam Morsy plays in the middle of the park for Ipswich as well, another good ball-playing midfielder, that would probably be the basis of their team, whether or not they can kind of win midfield battles and win enough points to stay in the division. But it feels like a bit of a fall for Calvin Phillips, the fact that, you know, the move from Leeds to Man City hasn't worked out, try to West Ham, didn't work out, and now has found himself at Ipswich. And I guess just to wrap up from my side, Ruby, St. Pat's full time 1-0 and through to the next round.
1-0 and through to the next round. Hopefully Shamrock Rovers can follow suit later tonight in Dublin.